Open Windows, September the 18th. It's all of Christ. What do you have that God hasn't given you? And if everything you have is from God, why boast as though it were not a gift? There are still a lot of people in this world who think that there is something in man that can contribute to the glory of God, and that Christianity is only the bringing up out of man of something that is for the glory of God. That is a long-standing fallacy and a lie. It is not true. Call it what you like. It goes by various names, such as the inner light or the vital spark. The Word of God, all the way through, is coming down tremendously on this thing. I start at zero. And zero makes me mean that I can contribute nothing. Everything has to come from God. The very fact that the gift of God is eternal life means that you have not got it until it is given to you. You are blind until God gives you the faculty of sight. You are dead until God gives you life. You are a hopeless cripple until God does something for you and in you which you can never do. Unless God does this thing, unless this act takes place, well, there you lie. Spiritually, that is how you are. You can contribute nothing. This is one of the great lessons that you and I have to learn in the school of Christ, that God begins for his glory at zero, and God will take pains through the Holy Spirit to make us to know that it is at zero. That is, to bring us consciously to zero and make us realize it is all with him. Have we got settled on this? We take so long to learn these basic elementary lessons. Oh, we do still cling to some sort of idea that we can produce something, and all our miserable days are simply the result of still hoping that we can in some way provide the Lord with something. Not being able to find it, but breaking down all the time, we get miserable, oh, perfectly miserable. It takes us so long to come to the place where we fully and finally settle this matter. And if we lived as long as ever man lived on the earth, we shall not be able to contribute one iota which can be acceptable to God and which he can take and use for our salvation, for our sanctification or for our glorification. Not a bit. And all that he can use is his Son. And the measure of our ultimate glory will be the measure of Christ in us, and just that.